It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Sunday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or anytime around the clock, around the globe as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, believing for a wave of the Holy Spirit to flow over this nation, the winds of the Holy Ghost to blow, and city after city after city turn to Jesus. And I believe the battle in America is for the cities of this nation. And so we are believing for over 1,000 cities. Right now we have 741 cities that are praying with us. And we have 1,059 churches. This is the Lord's Day. So delighted to have you, and I want to welcome some new churches that are praying with us today here on BPN Radio. And this Sunday, I want to welcome New Bethany Church in Ellisville, Mississippi, First Assembly of God Church, Phoenix, Arizona, Word Christian Center, Alexandria, Louisiana, Vertical Church, Dallas, Texas, Church of Christ, in Houston, Texas, not sure what area that is in. The Glory of Zion Church, Corinth, Texas. River of Reconciliation Home Church, Baytown, Texas. Cathedral in the Pines, Tyler, Texas. Trinity Church International in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. And we also want to welcome some more new churches that we've gotten in. Here we go. Real Life Church, Fairfax, Virginia. of Faith That Works Ministries, Houston, Texas, Calvary Crossroads Church, Santa Fe, Texas, and Free Christian, Eureka Springs, Arkansas, the Master's Worship Church, the Master's Worship Church in Los Angeles, California, Tabernacle of Praise, Fort Worth, Texas, Brookhaven First Assembly of God in Brookhaven, Mississippi, and Calvary Church in Stafford, Texas. Well, I want to welcome all of these churches that are praying with us. We're also going to be recognizing other churches that continue to pray with us here on BPN. It's a great day. It's the Lord's Day. And some of you are on your way to church, maybe on your way from church, wherever it may be. This is a wonderful day. And just think about the privilege that we have as Christians to be able to go to church and worship freely. And that is a freedom that we have taken for granted all of my life and probably all of your lifetime. Well, I'm sure. But many nations of the world do not have that opportunity. So we're just going to pray today. We're going to pray the will of God be done in this prayer service here on this Sunday. Would you join me? Father, we just come. We just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you're our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We pray the will of God be accomplished here on BPN Radio today. I thank you, Lord, for the people that are praying with us, agreeing with us. I know there's power in agreement. You said in your word, if any two agree, touching any one thing, shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. And so we set ourselves in agreement now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, speak to us. Give us ears to hear, spiritual ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see, a heart to receive. So let there be revelation that will come forth. Let there be words of encouragement. Let your Holy Spirit go deep inside of us here today. During this next hour, we pray in Jesus' name on this first Sunday of August, 2015. Gene and I, ministering today at Grace Fellowship in Alpine, Texas. Grace Fellowship, Alpine, Texas, 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. And we trust that you'll be with us if it's the morning time, wherever you're at and you're in that area, that you'll come and join us. Be delighted to have you. And you can get more information by going to their website at gcfalpine.com. gcfalpine.com. Mark and Shirley Williams, they're leading that great church. We're going to make some faith declarations, and then our friend Ted Slaughter and the Celebration of Life singers and band is going to be ministering their brand new song. It's wonderful. It's called The Sound of Heaven. It was recorded there in Baytown. A lot of great sounds have come out of Baytown. So we're going to do that. But first of all, I want us to, and also today we're going to play some clips from the Austin Music and Prayer. Young people gathered from across the nation, different parts of the world, into Austin week before last. And we're going to play some of that. My spiritual grandson, Leland, was there leading the worship, exhorting, and we're going to have some prayer. It's going to be a great time. So stay tuned, if you will. Let's make some faith declarations. I like to get up every morning and make my faith declarations because I believe that before 8 o'clock in the morning, every morning I can have different thoughts, different ideas that come across my mind, and some of those can be fearful thoughts, negative thoughts. And so I like to get up, and I have done this for many years. Gene and I do this together, by the way, taking our prayer walks and our prayer times. And so there's something powerful about the words that you speak. Jesus said, we're justified by the words that we speak, and we are condemned by the words that we speak. So here we go. Would you say this after me? Father God, today is a good day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. I can receive what God says I can receive. I can sow where God says I can sow. I can reap where God says I can reap. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can pay off what God says I can pay off. I can minister where God says I can minister. I can work where God says I can work. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can pay off what God says I can pay off. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today is a good day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new peace, new joy, new contentment, new health, new wealth, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, new vehicle paid off, old vehicle paid off, new home paid off, old home paid off, new opportunities, new favor, new connections, new promotions, new revelation, new joy, new peace, new contentment. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my city. All is well in my church. All is well in my job. All is well in my business. All is well. Today is a good day. Beautiful day. Blessed day. God day. TGIS. Thank God it's Sunday. Thank God it's Sunday. Lord, we thank you for this day and all of your blessings to us. We are so grateful and so thankful. Well, here's Ted Slaughter, Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas, their brand new release.
I hear the sound like the roar of mighty waters. One voice of great thunder, a song of glory rising, and I hear holy melodies from the lips of the redeemed, a new life symphony. Rising up to praise our King. Release the sound of heaven. Release the sound of hope. Release the sound of heaven. Release the sound. Water. one voice of great thunder, a song of glory rising, and I hear holy melody from the lips of the
the sound of heaven will rise in every church service today here in this nation, in this land, as people begin to seek your face and call upon you, O God, for these are days when we must have you. Ted Slaughter and Celebration of Life singers from Baytown, Texas, and their brand new song, Release the Sound of Heaven. And I declare it, it shall be in Jesus' name. Well, good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Sunday, first day of August, 2015. Dale Gentry here on the air at this time, actually any time, day or night, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, believing God for a personal revival in your life. and believing God for a revival in your family, where your family just begins to have prayer times, turn to Jesus. Incredible things begin to happen as a family unit. And praying for your church family and praying for your city. And I know the battle is hot for the city. Satan desires to overrun your city. And so we're praying for cities all across America, believing for a thousand cities, revival in 1,000 cities in America, believing for 1,000 prayer leaders. And we have over 1,000 churches that are praying with us. And we are very, very thankful. If your church is not represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network, here's how you do it. You go to letspray.america.com. Letspray.america.com. And there you sign up and you fill out the little application there, the little form. Put in the name of your church and your city. And your church, your city will be represented. We have a map there on our website, letspray.america.com. You can go on that map and you can see all of the places, all of the lights that are shining, cities all across America, different parts of the world, including the Assemblies of God Church in Vancouver, Washington, Bethel International Church, Surrey, British Columbia, Canada. And we have at least one person in all these churches that are praying with us, Heart to Heart Ministries in Limpopo, wherever that is. I'm not sure where that's at. In Cape Town, South Africa, we have three churches that are praying with us, House of Glory, Powerhouse International Church, and Way of Life Christian Church. And we want to thank people that are praying with us in Lahore, Pakistan. We have people praying with us in the Philippines. And we have people praying with us in Nicaragua. In the, you know, I don't speak Spanish, so this may not be very good, but Comunidad, Hosanna Familia. And we have the SIB Kuala Lumpur Church in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, that's praying with us. We have some churches in Kampala, Uganda, that are praying with BPN Radio, Breakout Prayer Network, Crossfire Church Ministries, On the Rock, Rivers of Joy, and the New Anointed Church. In Jakarta, we have the Pentecostal Assemblies of Indonesia that are praying with us in Jakarta, Indonesia. We have some churches praying with us in Guatemala, Central America. The River of Praise Church in Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia, praying with us. The International Baptist Church in Cologne, Germany, is praying with us, as well as the IPHC Church in Berlin, Germany. And we have a church praying with us in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. We have the Assembly of God Church in Brazil, that is praying with us. And the Rhema Church in Barbados is praying with us. Bridge Church in Ayrshire, Scotland, United Kingdom, praying with us. We have the Monte Sion Church in Acapulco, Guerrero, Mexico, is praying with us. St. Agnes Catholic Church in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin. We have Bethesda Christian Fellowship in Madison, Wisconsin, as well as the Lutheran Church there in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. A Pathways Church in Appleton, Wisconsin, a Covenant Church, Shepherdstown, West Virginia, Moundsville Four Square Church in Moundsville, West Virginia. We have Life Center in Tacoma, Washington, praying with us, as well as Calvary Chapel in Spokane, Washington. In Sequim, Washington, we have the Sequim Bible Church, and we have the Sequim Community Church. Westgate Chapel praying with us in Seattle, Washington, as well as Revolution Church in Port Angeles, Washington. First Love Church in Gig Harbor, Washington, praying with us, as well as the Christian Faith Center in Gig Harbor, Washington. We have Westgate Chapel in Edmonds, Washington. Got a lot of churches in Wayne in Washington, as well as the Assembly of God Church there in Blaine, Washington. York Family Mission Church in Yorktown, Virginia, is praying with us, as well as Bridge Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Thrive Church, Richmond, Virginia, and Redemption Ministries in Prince George, Virginia, Emmanuel Baptist Church, Hayes, Virginia, and we have Journey Church that is praying with us in South Royalton, Vermont, as well as Gateway Church in Rutland, Vermont. We have Gateway Church in East Bethel, Vermont that's praying with us. We have a Bethel Assembly of God in Bethel, Vermont. Celebration Church in Willis, Texas. First Assembly of God, Wichita Falls, Texas. We have the First Baptist Church in Seminole, Texas. We have the Snook Assembly of God in Snook, Texas. We have His Touch Worship Ministry in San Leon, Texas. And we want to welcome Celebration of Life, San Antonio, Texas, as well as Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas. Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas, praying with us, as well as the Church of Living Water in Rosenberg, Texas. In Rockwall, Texas, we have Lakeshore Church praying with us. And in Richmond, Texas, we have Church of the Living Waters. Celebration of Life, Celebrate Life, Port Arthur, Texas. Life Church, Port Arthur, Texas. Wow, we got churches all across the land. What am I saying? I'm saying welcome. Welcome. And we are a force in the earth when we pray together. Do you realize that? And all of these churches praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. We are a force. It's incredible. There's still hope for our nation. You know, I had a coach on yesterday, a great man of God, that was telling us that there are 20,000 young people, young athletes in Oklahoma, that are a part of that organization, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And, I mean, that's this year, 20,000 young men and young ladies who are part of the Christian, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, just in Oklahoma. And so we have some young people that was gathering in Austin the last couple of weeks, and they were praying together, and I'm going to play some clips of two or three of those services here on this Sunday, and I know that you'll be blessed. My spiritual grandson Leland, four-time Grammy nominee, was leading the worship. Todd and Cindy Mooring, Shelley Mooring, were helping them. Shelley Mooring Roberts were helping them, the Mooring family, and then we had some young people that were praying. So we're gonna join one or two of those services in progress. I trust that you will be blessed today and you'll be ministered today as we join a couple of those services that were recently held at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas.
We're here this week for Jesus. We're here for you, Holy Spirit. Only you can change us, Lord. Been really good. I feel like I've been getting born again.
Him. The Bible says that God can restore the joy of our salvation. Amen? And He can bring us back to our first love. Right? Our first love, the first place that we started that relationship with God. God can bring us back to that place, that childlike relationship with Him. And the Lord has been doing so much in my heart, and I want to share it with you this week because I really feel like it will bless you that our identity cannot be in ministry. Our identity cannot be in the giftings that God's given us. Our identity cannot even be in our relationships and our marriage. But our identity has to be in the love of Abba Father. The Lord spoke something to me on a plane. He said, "Son, anything less than I love you is a lesser identity. Even the good things in life, even the giftings I've given you. Because everything can be taken away and shaken in life. People, all the good gifts that God's given us. Our identity was never meant to be in the gifts. Our identity was always meant to be in the giver. And when our heart and our love and our joy is in the giver, Abba Father. See, Jesus came to reveal Abba. He came to reveal the family of God. That you and I are adopted into the beloved, so the Bible says. So He walked around calling God Almighty, Abba Father. And Abba doesn't just mean Father, that means Dada. I don't know if you know that, but Abba means Dada. Everybody say Dada. It drove the Pharisees nuts. Because God Almighty, the King of heaven and earth, the great I am, Jesus called Him Dada. You see, when our love is in God, when our identity is in the love of the Father for us. See, God loved you and me so much that He sent His Son. That's what the Bible says. It says that you and I have so much value to God that He sent His priceless Son, Jesus. You see, value is determined by the price that you pay for something. Right? If something has a high price, it must have a really high value. Well, the Bible says that we're redeemed by the precious and priceless blood of Jesus Christ. So when Abba Father looked at you and me, He saw priceless value. And He came to redeem you and me into His heart. Where our identity, see, it's so much more than forgiveness of sin and eternity in heaven. It's so much more than that. The gospel is adoption into the heart of God. The Bible says in John 1 that Jesus is full of grace and truth. The truth is that God loved you so much that He sent His Son to die for you. That His blood washes over you and forgives us of our sins. But not, it doesn't just stop there. His blood flows through you and I. And we're adopted into the beloved of God. Amen? That's why Jesus said, "Consider no man on this earth your father, for you have one Father who's in heaven." You know what Father means? Father means to come forth from. So when Jesus rose again from the grave, and Mary met Him at the tomb, Jesus said, "Don't cling to me yet, because I have not yet ascended to my Father in heaven. But go tell my brothers." You see, right there, Jesus had declared that He had accomplished what He went to the cross for. "Go tell my brothers that I'm ascending to my Father, your Father. To my God, your God." You see, me and my brother, God's been doing this in our whole family's hearts and the band. And we've been talking about how God's been revealing the Abba Father heart to us. You see, I understood in my head, the gospel's not about the head, the gospel's about the heart. It's about believing. It doesn't necessarily mean that you feel something. Jesus didn't say those who feel me will have eternal life. He said those who believe in me. And sometimes we feel God and sometimes we don't feel something. But when we don't feel, that doesn't mean God doesn't love us. If God's love for me is defined by how much I feel Him, then His love will be all over the place. But the Bible says, by this I know that God loves me, not because I feel His presence, but by this I know that God loves me, that while I was still a sinner, Christ came and died for me. That's how I know that God loves me. Man, God has been working on us so much that our identity cannot be in church. Our identity cannot be in fivefold ministry. Our identity cannot be that you're in a Christian band. Our identity can't be in our jobs or the giftings that God's given us. Our identity has to first be, I am a son and I am a daughter. And Abba Father loves me so much that He sent His Son Jesus to shed His blood for me and reconcile me and make me one with His heart. You see, when our eyes get off of ourselves, we were never made for ourselves. We were always made for God's image. God said, let us, Abba Father looked at Holy Spirit and the Son and said, let us make man in our likeness and in our image. In our image and after our likeness. We were never made for ourselves. We were always made for His image and His likeness. When the Lord first revealed Himself to Moses and gave His name, He said, I am the Lord, merciful and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. That's who God is. The Bible says, God is love. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so now I send you. Well, how did the Father send His Son? He sent Him in love. Faith, hope, and love abide, but the greatest of these is love. If I have prophetic powers to understand all the mysteries in heaven, if I have all faith to move all mountains, but I have not love, I have nothing in the sight of God. Meaning, if I can raise the dead, but I get really mad at the waitress for getting my order wrong, or I'm holding unforgiveness in my heart towards somebody in my life, and I'm not operating in love, it means nothing to God. You see, Jesus, but we have to understand the truth about who we are. Jesus came to reveal the truth. If there's a truth, then there must be a lie. If there's a truth, then there must be a lie. Well, if I'm not believing the truth, and the truth is Jesus, He said, all who are of the truth listen to my voice. And I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. And He leads us and guides us into all truth and bears witness to us about Jesus. And when we see Jesus, we see who we are. When we see the great I am, when I see the great I am, then I know who I am. I know who I am when I'm beholding the great I am, Jesus. Because the truth about you and me is in Christ. Amen? You see, God spoke to me something in John 6. And in John 6, that Jesus had done this amazing miracle. And He did the loaves and the fish, right? That miracle. And with two fish sandwiches, He fed probably 15 to 20,000 people, including all the family and children. It was amazing. Well, after that miracle, Jesus sends His disciples across the Sea of Galilee to go to Capernaum. And He sends them off in a boat. And they're like, in the only boat. There's no other boats except this boat. But Jesus just says, you guys go ahead, I'll meet you there. And they're rowing, going, how are you going to meet us, Jesus? There's no other boat here. Don't worry about that. I'll meet you there. You just go. So they get in their boats, and they start rowing. Yeah. They rowed in their own strength. Everybody say, in their own strength.
In their own strength.
They rowed in their own strength all the way 4 miles out to sea. And the Bible says deep darkness fell. And when deep darkness fell, it says a great strong wind blew. Everybody say, a strong wind. And then it says they were overcome in fear, overwhelmed in fear. And then it says that they were perishing. They thought they were perishing, so they were overwhelmed in fear. But it says Jesus walked out to the boat. And Jesus is walking on the water. And they thought Jesus was a ghost, so they got even more scared. They were like superstitious sailors, you know? So they just freaked out, like, oh, it's a ghost! We're dying, now we have a ghost. Well, Jesus walks out. And as Jesus is getting closer to the boat, they realize it's Jesus.
Yeah.
And it says they gladly received Jesus with joy into the boat. And then it says as soon as Jesus got into the boat, they were immediately on land.
Yeah.
So the one minute they're 4 miles in the middle of the ocean in deep darkness and strong winds are blowing. And as soon as Jesus steps in, they receive him with joy. Then they're on solid ground. Immediately. And the Lord spoke something to me. He said, "Son, when your identity is in anything other than that, I love you and you're my child. Anything else, even the good things. It's like being in a little rowboat in the middle of an ocean. And it's like getting tossed to and fro in the wisdom of the world." Which is foolishness to me. And whenever trouble and tribulation comes, because we're all promised it, the gospel doesn't mean that all of our problems go away and trials and difficulties don't come anymore. All the disciples died martyrs. Jesus was crucified. Peter was crucified upside down. Paul spent most of his time in prison. It doesn't mean that life is going to be perfect, but it means that God's image becomes indwells inside of you and me. It doesn't mean that everything's perfect, or that we just get to go to heaven. Heaven comes inside of you and me. And God changes our view and our perspective. And he said, "Son, the wisdom of the world is a really low place. It's like being in an ocean. And whenever a strong wind comes, or when a strong circumstance or trial comes in life, you're going to be tossed to and fro and overwhelmed in fear. But then when you receive my love, my perfect love that casts out all fear, and you gladly receive me and believe in me." That's what you and I get to do, is receive and believe. And the Holy Spirit does the transforming work. We just get to live like the amen all day long. God is saying, "Yes, yes, I love you. Yes, you're my child. Yes, you have value in my eyes. Yes, you're the apple of my eye. Yes, I believe in you. Yes, I have purpose and destiny for you. Yes, I've created you for my image." And we just get to be the amen all day long. Walk around like amens. Amen? I'm sorry I'm throwing a bunch of stuff at you right now. But it's just what God's been doing in all of our heart. And I want to get the right perspective about this week. We're not here so that God can come and just get rid of all of our problems. We're here so that Abba Father can transform and change us into his image. And change our perspective. If you notice, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God didn't put out the fire. He just had them stand and worship him in the middle of the fire. Do you think God had power to put out the fire? Well, why didn't God put it out? Maybe because God was trying to get them to trust him and change their view and perspective. That it doesn't mean that all my problems go away, but it means my perspective about the problems change. That if someone is doing me wrong in my life, now where I used to be get really offended and upset, now I can't get offended because Abba Father's not offended at me. And as much as you try to, you can never reject me because I'm not rejected by Abba Father. I'm accepted, so I can never be rejected. So my view about you changes. It's not, "Well, this person's such a terrible person." I realize now that the only reason they're doing this, Jesus said, the only reason you want to kill me is because the love of the Father is not in you. It's not because you're a terrible person, you're a sinner, and you're going to hell. It's because the love of Abba Father is not in you, and that's why you're doing what you're doing. Empty and hurt people hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. So our view changes about people. And we're so encouraged. The Bible says that the love of God, to know the love of Christ, is to be filled with all the fullness of God. Well, if you and I are filled with all the fullness, then why are we walking around so discouraged all the time? Why are we walking around so depressed all the time? Well, maybe because it's our view and perspective about God is setting God up to fail all day long. Right? Sometimes our perspective about the gospel is setting God up to fail all day long. Because we think that God is here just to take care of all my problems and all of my struggles and all my needs. And then if he's not doing that and my life isn't going according to plan, then I'm only as good as life is going.
That's right.
I'm only as good as you love me, and I'm only as good as what you think about me, and I'm only as good as what my boss thinks about me, and I'm only as good as how my job is going, I'm only as good as my bank account, and I'm only as good as my children, and I'm only as good as my family's doing. That's a mess.
Okay, there's my spiritual grandson, Leland, the worship leader. Before he started leading worship, he began to exhort and some incredible things that he was saying. Now we're going to take you to another part of the service. Here's Leland leading worship now at the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering.
Graduated from Oklahoma University. She's not really sure exactly what she's to do, but I'm here to tell you that God has already worked it out. He's already worked it out, Taylor. Taylor Gentry proved that a young lady could go through a secular university and live for Jesus with a pure and holy life. I want you to pray for these young people tonight. They don't know exactly what they're going to do, but the Lord has it all worked out. Pray for them, Taylor.
God, we just thank you for this night, God. Jesus, I pray for every single young person in this room, God. Every young individual, God, I pray that you protect their hearts. Jesus, you know each and every will and plan and purpose for their lives. God, and each of them are unique to them, God. I just pray, God, that they know that they are loved first, above all else, Jesus, that they know that they're loved and that your plan is to prosper them, God, and to grow them, Jesus, and whatever storm you take them through, whatever path, whatever journey, God, you're right there along the way, and it's all to glorify you, Jesus, in the end. That's all we're here to do, and even if you don't know what you're doing, you know, you may go to college, you may go full-time ministry, you may travel. God has a different plan for each of us, but in the end, it's all to serve Him, and it's all His glory, and so that we'll shine His love through us, God, into this world. I just pray over each and every person here today, God. God, we're humble before You, and our hearts are for You, and we want to do Your will. That's all we want. At the end of the day, we want to do Your will, God, because we only have this one life to touch people, God. So we just want to be used. We just pray, God. I pray that everyone just lift their hands. Lift their hands to the Father, God. We just want you to use us, Jesus. That is our heart, God, and that's our cry. Just use us. We're here. We're the vessel, God. Just work through us, Jesus. God, just work in this generation. I just pray that I just break off that generational pressure that is on each and every young person to do this or to do that or to do what seems cool. God, I just break that off, Jesus, because it's so influential, God. I just pray that, Jesus, I just pray, God, for every young person, Jesus, that their hearts would just be for you, God. Just thank you, God. Bless them, Lord. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name.
We Where's Cindy at? Come here, Cindy. You pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to pray tonight for this nation, Lord. I just want to pray for the people out there hurting, Lord Jesus. God, I'm about to go serve for this country because I believe there is hope with the people I see tonight, God. The young preachers that have spoken, people are being touched, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I just pray that you hear their problems, God, that you just touch them where they're at. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, at this very moment, would you speak to us? Would you touch us? Are we living for ourselves? Are we living for others? Speak to us, Lord. Only one life. It will soon. Only what's done for Christ will last. Would you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you? Sing it one more time, Leland. One more time. Can you say yes to God? Sing it one more time.
We have only one life, and it's soon away. But only once done for Christ will last. Jesus, will you use me, Lord? Riches and houses, riches and houses, cars and will all pass away, but my life will stand. Jesus, will you use me, Lord, for your glory?
Anybody say yes?
We say yes, Lord. We say yes. Will you use me,
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I say yes. I say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Your will, your plan, your purpose in my life. I say yes. One of the greatest soul winners that I know of is in this room tonight. A man that has won a multitude of people to Jesus. Eugene's he wants to pray the soul winner's prayer. He's not here to preach or teach us to pray. Come on up, Eugene, one of my spiritual sons. Just release this anointing for soul winning. Would you just do that?
Heavenly Father,
Your son said it. As the Father sent me, so send I you. Father, I know that every heart in this auditorium tonight has been touched by your Spirit. Everyone wants to tell others about Jesus, but many, Lord, need a boldness. God, I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus that you'd break their hearts to the point that they would actually see the lost and they'd feel the lost and then cry out and to the point, Lord, that their hearts would compel them. Your word says the love of Christ constrains us. Lord, I'm asking that everyone in this auditorium tonight, you'd come upon them with, Lord, the anointing of the evangelist. Yes. The words of the evangelist. Yes. The boldness of the evangelist. Send each one of us, Lord. And Lord, may we be personal soul winners. May we speak out in our schools and in our work and in our homes, Lord, and in our churches and in our businesses. Lord, release the spirit of joy and power. Yes, Lord. And Lord, we bind the spirit of fear, that mute spirit, that dumb spirit. And Lord, I pray that the power of God would move us today, every single one of us, and we'd have the burden of the heart of the Son of God in Jesus' name.
Okay, there you have Eugene Bullard, one of my spiritual sons, who is doing the Soul Winner's Prayer as part of the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering. It's an incredible time. By the way, if you would like to, Eugene Bullard is an incredible prayer leader, and if you would like to have him come to your church and do a prayer conference or minister on prayer or soul winning, you can go to generationpray@yahoo.com. That's generationpray@yahoo.com. So, Eugene Bullard, he would be a blessing to any of your church congregations. Thank you for being a part of BPN today, and I trust that you have enjoyed some ministry there from one of our sessions in Austin, Texas recently. And if you want to make a donation to Breakout Prayer Network, you can do that by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, going down to the bottom of the page, and you can use your credit card, PayPal, debit card, or there's an address if you want to write a check to Breakout Prayer Network. Your gifts are tax deductible. Thanks for being a part of the broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow at this time or any time. Remember, we're ministering today in Alpine, Texas, Grace Fellowship. And if you can be there, that would be great. We'll be back tomorrow at this time, anytime here, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.